Hello, and I wish God's blessing on you today. I just had a verse that was mentioned today, and it struck me. It's a very small verse, and probably a verse you've heard before, and maybe read many times, because it's in John 3. And it's verse 30. And it's just seven words. He must increase and I must decrease. Now, I'm sure I've thought about that before, but it just struck me today how powerful that is and how how soul-searching that small verse is. So I have probably more questions than answers. And I'd like to just give you my thoughts here. He must increase, and I must decrease. So what does that short verse mean to you? Well, first of all, we'll talk about he must increase. Think about that. And I think we all agree that that's Christ that we're talking about here. So what does it look like for Christ to increase? And the other aspect of this is it's talking about our lives. So what does it mean for Christ to increase? Is it in comparison to us and our lives, and thinking of Christ as thinking of us as being that channel for Christ to be shown to the world. God could have used a lot of other, and he does. He uses nature and other things, but as far as reaching men for Christ, he primarily uses other men to deliver that message and to convict men of their lives and where they're, and I even think about that as it relates to the brotherhood and the impact that each of us have on each other as we come into brotherhood. As they say, iron sharpens iron. That's one of the beauties of brotherhood, is what it, a blessing that comes from us challenging each other and having discussions so that we build conviction among us. Back to our topic here about Christ must increase. What does increase look like? Do others see you, or do they see something that makes them stop and ask why you are different? I often think of Jesus' disciples and the contrast that was there. If you remember, there was the tax collector, and there Matthew the tax collector, and there was also Jesus the zealot. And I don't know if you ever thought about that, but a zealot had one ambition in life, and that was to stab the tax collector. And he often had a knife carrying in the back of his coat. It was accessible to him at any time to do that. So as you think about that, I think about them walking down the road as a group of men and people looking on. They would see those men and they'd ask, they probably were surprised to see them walking together. But the fact that they're walking together and in fellowship with each other would immediately make people think that this was impossible. But that impossibility, they would say, well, how could this happen? And that, because of that, it would force people to look at Jesus because he was their leader and see Jesus as the answer. I think that same scenario should be present with us in a brotherhood today. If I was to think about one aspect of brotherhood that communicates Christ to the world, in fact, Christ himself says this when he says, Father, our people love each other as you and I love each other, which is another very powerful verse that we could spend time on. But so the aspect of our love for each other is a message to the world that increases Christ and decreases us. Then the second little part is I must decrease. So we must decrease. So what is it in our lives that draw attention to ourselves and away from Jesus Christ? We talk about faith and works, and we talk about first and second things. There's certain things in life that are, one comes before the other. They're both equally needful, or they're both equally right. And the way we think about that is we call it the rule of the first and second things. So faith comes before works, because our works are living out our faith. So what is it? What, when you think of what are your works that are reflecting your faith? And your faith in Jesus Christ. So I want you just to think about this as it relates to your life. What do you spend your money for? So when I think of that, I think of the money I spend on myself as it relates to non-essentials, things that you wouldn't need to live or survive. Maybe it's your vacations or your the things you buy for recreation. It could be things you have even as, even a boat or a four-wheeler, or there's just a lot of things because of our affluent society that we have access to these things and we can purchase these things. And we just need to be asking ourselves, are we giving to the kingdom in direct proportion to what we spend on ourselves? Shouldn't that be reverse? Shouldn't we be giving more than what we spend on ourselves? That's a thought when you think about decreasing. Another area I've thought is, and this goes right along with our lifestyles. How do we spend our money? How do we dress? Do we dress lavishly? The cars we drive, do they make people, does that bring attention to ourselves? Or isn't it a big deal in people's eyes? Now, that would be different where we live. You know, for me to drive a Toyota minivan in Haiti would identify me as a very wealthy person, probably. But there's different views on this, and everyone needs to make their own decision. But you know the vehicles that are going to draw attention to yourself. So I think as we think about this, we need to ask ourselves, what is going to distract people that are looking at us and observing us? What is going to distract people from what were the message that we want our lives to preach to others? The other thing to think about is the places we and even our speech can draw attention to ourselves or be repulsive to other people. You know, it's one thing for us to maybe live the way we should, but then talk in a way that doesn't line up with that can destroy our testimony. So thinking back on what the verse, John 3:30, I'd just like to challenge you this week to think about how you can decrease so Christ can be increased in your life and the message that other people that you're leaving for other people to hear. Be conscious of that. Maybe you write that verse, and if you work in an office, stick it on your computer so you can be reminded of that. I think maybe the Jews had something that we can learn from when they put these verses above their doorways and places that they would remember. Where can you post that today, this week, that will remind you of that and make you conscious of how you are decreasing so that Christ will be increased in the message that's you're preaching through your life? I'll leave that challenge with you this week and talk to you tomorrow. God bless your day.